I was working the emergency room the night Matthew Shepard was brought in. I don't think that any of us can remember seeing a patient in that condition for a long time. Those of us who've worked in big city hospitals have seen this, but we have some people here who haven't worked in a big city hospital. And it's not something you expect here. The ambulance report said it was a beating. You expect these kind of injuries to come from a car going down a hill at 80 miles an hour. You expect to see gross injuries from something like that, but you don't expect to see that from someone doing this to another person.
We never called him Matthew, actually. Most of the time we called him Choo Choo, you know, because we called him Matthew and then just Choo Choo. Matt used to come into the coffee shop while I was working. He'd walk in and he'd smile at everyone. He just made you feel great.
I took off my bicycle about 5 p.m. on Wednesday from my dorm. I just kind of felt like going for a ride. So I went up to the top of Cactus Canyon, and I'm not super familiar with that area. So on my way back down, I didn't know where I was going. I wanted to turn around, but for some reason I kept going. It just makes me think that God wanted me to find him.
Matthew Shepard was admitted in critical condition approximately 9:15 p.m. October 7th. When he arrived, he was unresponsive, and breathing support was being provided.
I went along, and there was this rock on the ground, and I just drilled it. I went over the handlebars and ended up on the ground. So I got up, and I was just kind of dusting myself off, and I was looking around, and I noticed something.
The news reports started trickling out on Thursday, but no names were mentioned. All that was mentioned was that there was a man, Larry Mahan, found beaten out on the prairie, basically.
I just thought it was a scarecrow.
I was in here, the coffee shop. And someone pulled me aside and said that his name was Matthew Shepard.
I was like, Halloween's coming up. Thought it was a Halloween gag, so I didn't think much of it.
I called my sister up, and I said, tell me what you know, because I need to know everything you know, because I don't know anything.
He was just lying there by a fence.
So I'm talking to my sister on the phone, and then this whole story came up on Channel 5 News, and it was just like...
I thought it was a dummy. Seriously, I still thought it was a dummy.
And I felt really sick to my stomach. It's just instantly sick to my stomach. And my sister had to tell me, yes, it's Matthew. It's your friend.
And I got closer to him. And I noticed his hair. When I saw hair, well, I knew it was a human being.
Matthew's parents arrived at 7 p.m. October 9th and are now at his bedside.
Money meant nothing to Matthew. He would have handed over his wallet in 2 seconds because money meant nothing.
His shoes were missing. He was covered in dry blood.
His shoes might have meant something.
Matthew's major injuries upon arrival consisted of hypothermia and a fracture from behind his head to just in front of the right ear. This has caused bleeding in the brain as well as pressure on the brain. There were also several lacerations on his head, face, and neck.
I was yelling at the top of my lungs at him, trying to get something out of him.
Matthew was the type of person, like he would never not talk to someone for any reason. He never had any problem just striking up a conversation with anybody.
At 12 midnight on Monday, October 12th, Matthew Shepard's blood pressure began to drop.
Matthew did feel lonely a lot of times.
There was nothing I could do. I mean, if there was anything that I could have done to help him, I would have done it, but there was nothing.
At 12:53 a.m., Matthew Shepard died. His family was at his bedside.
And whenever I think of Matthew, I always think of his incredible beaming smile.
And it's kind of unbelievable to me. You know, that I happen to be the person who found him. Because the big question is, why did God want me to find him?
Matt was right there in that spot. And I can just picture in his eyes, I can just picture what he was seeing.
The last thing he saw on this earth was the sparkling lights.
The sparkling lights of Laramie, Wyoming.